This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Maintaining Brotherhood and Avoiding Hatred. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Enmity and hatred are among bad characteristics prohibited in Islam, and they sometimes result in other vices such as backbiting, lying, accusing, scorning, abuse, offense, injustice, envy, niggardliness. There's so many of them, right? They destroy man in this world and in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, "And let not hatred of a people, because they hindered you from the sacred mosque, incite you to exceed the limits." It is essential for a believer to be in control of his or her emotions. Sometimes you get wronged by someone, and as a reaction, you feel compelled to attack them back, right? One may argue it is a natural reaction. In the process, you exceed the limits, and the result is that now you owe them as you have wronged them more than what they have wronged you. Make sense? So, you know, God forbid, first they were the ones who had wronged you, and now you are the one who have wronged them because you exceeded the limits. So what is the solution? The solution is to be careful and maintain brotherhood and avoid hatred to the best of your abilities. When it comes to Muslims, especially the mu'mineen, the believers, this is something Islam has strongly required from each one of us, to have this brotherhood and brotherly relationships with other mu'mineen. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing the topic of maintaining brotherhood and avoiding hatred. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, "And let not hatred of a people incite you not to act equitably, that is nearer to piety." Putting aside equity and justice as a response to the hatred of some people is not recommended in Islam. Islam urges a believer to be just and equitable in all situations. The Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Do not sever your relations even with those who break them with you." He also said, "Indeed, hating each other causes uprooting, not of your hair, but of your faith." The Prophet also said, "No Muslim is permitted to break with his brother for 3 days. He who returns first will enter paradise first." And similarly, the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, says, "Give up envy, lying, and hatred, because these three bring shame to religion and destroy man." These are the very clear instructions, and one can argue very blunt instructions, of the infallibles for us to follow. So we have to be very careful when it comes to the other Muslims and other mu'mineen and other believers, that, you know, we have to watch out for their rights. We have to make sure that we're not offending them, and we're not creating this environment of hatred amongst other Muslims and believers at large.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.